Reconnaissance is the first phase of a cyber attack, during which an attacker collects information about a target to uncover weaknesses. This involves researching publicly available details, such as domain registrations, system configurations, employee profiles, and network architecture, through web searches, social media, public filings, and other open sources. By building a clear picture of the target's digital footprint and organizational structure, an attacker can plan precise, effective entry methods. Recognizing these information gathering tactics empowers defenders to detect early warning signs and implement stronger perimeter controls. Passive reconnaissance involves harvesting data from public sources like websites, social media, and public filings without alerting the target. Active reconnaissance uses direct interaction, such as network scans, port probes, vulnerability tests, or social engineering, to uncover open services and system details. Recognizing both methods allows defenders to detect subtle information gathering and harden monitoring and perimeter defenses accordingly. Attackers rely on a mix of open source and freely available tools to map targets and identify vulnerabilities. Common options include domain registration lookups to reveal ownership details, internet device indexes to find exposed services, and network scanners to enumerate active hosts and open ports. Social media analysis tools track employee profiles and behavior, while link analysis platforms help visualize relationships between people, infrastructure, and data. By combining multiple techniques, such as web search operators, public database queries, and graphical mapping utilities, an attacker gains a comprehensive view of the target environment. In this live demonstration, we will gather open source intelligence on a sample target using freely available tools. First, we perform a domain registration lookup to uncover ownership details and name servers. Next, we query an online device index to identify exposed services and internet-connected hardware. We then explore public social media profiles and corporate filings to collect employee names, roles, and technology usage. After that, we run a simple network scan to map active hosts and open ports. Finally, we visualize the collected information to reveal relationships and potential weak points. This hands-on exercise shows how easily attackers assemble publicly available data and how defenders can detect and disrupt these reconnaissance steps. To reduce the risk from reconnaissance, organizations should regularly audit and remove unnecessary public information, such as outdated domain records, service banners, and employee contact details. Implement comprehensive network monitoring and intrusion detection systems to alert on unusual scanning or probing activity, and deploy deception techniques like honeypot servers to lure and track unauthorized reconnaissance. Enforce security-aware policies and provide staff training to minimize information leakage through social media and public filings. Finally, establish a process for rapid review and response to newly discovered exposures, ensuring that perimeter controls and access rules are promptly updated.